Now, another closely watched indicator of the U.S. labor market is out today. The government releases its monthly unemployment report. Now, after yesterday's labor market report that fueled the 3% drop in the Dow, financial markets are bracing for more bad news, as NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
It was the worst day for the markets in 2 months. All but one of the 30 stocks in the Dow lost ground for the day, and the technology-heavy NASDAQ Composite Index fared worse. The big drop came after a report was released saying the number of people filing for unemployment insurance had increased again last week. Another report showed that service sector employment was down. Jim Paulson, chief investment strategist at Wells Capital Management, says the jobs market has already lost ground every month this year.
Momentum is 9/10 of the law, and you've lost jobs for 7 months in a row, so there's the thought, you know, more than anything, and more people agreeing that, you know, jobs are going down.
Evidence is also growing that overseas economies are weakening, especially in Europe. Exports have been one of the saving graces of the U.S. economy this year, and if growth slows in other countries, it will mean weaker demand for American-made products. That helps send stock prices down even further. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.
And let's go from airplanes to cars. U.S. auto sales in August were down nearly 16% compared to the same month last year. But industry executives see some hope here because August sales were not as bad as June and July. Michigan Radio's Dustin Dwyer reports.
It's been a terrible year for the auto industry in the U.S. Ford, GM, and Chrysler have seen sales declines in the double digits, and it's been getting worse as the year's gone on. But some industry executives think they may have seen a turning point. At GM, even though sales were down 20% in August compared to a year ago, they were up 30% compared to July. Mark LaNave is head of marketing at GM. He says the company's encouraged that the worst might be over.
At some point, gang, the market bottomed. Nobody knows when the hell it is, me especially. I'd like to think that it was June and July, and we're starting to crawl our way out of this thing.
But GM's improvement in August might have more to do with sales incentives than with an improving economy. GM offered its employee discount to nearly all of its customers during the month. Aaron Bragman is an analyst with Global Insight. He says all car makers have been increasing incentives this year to try to improve sales, and that's not a good thing.
It cuts into profits, it cuts into revenues as well. So it's a difficult situation, but it's pretty much what they have to do.
And Bragman says even with higher sales incentives, he doesn't expect a recovery for the industry until well into next year. For NPR News, I'm Dustin Dwyer in Ann Arbor, Michigan.
School is back in session. For kids, it's a new year for learning and making friends. For parents, if only life were that simple.
There's not enough room in the public schools for some of our kids.
It's necessary for you to go to college and have a college education, so I don't know what they're going to do, but I have a big concern about it because I don't know how I'm going to afford it with my kids.
It spends a lot of time on testing and testing things that aren't necessarily what we want them to learn.
Testing, the curriculum, public school versus private school, sex ed, college applications, too much homework, there is a lot for parents to think about. Day to Day wants to know what your concerns are when it comes to education because, really, school is not what it used to be. Pencils down, fire up your email, go to npr.org/daytoday and click Contact Us. It's on the right-hand side of the page. Be sure to put education in the subject line. Life was so much simpler then when it was just a breakfast club.